This is Senator Al Simpson. If you gentle listeners have not yet heard, Ted Kennedy has decided to take the plunge, tie the knot. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I knew you were unusually joyous about something lately, and I had my suspicions. I thought I even heard you whistling and humming to yourself during a recent veto override attempt, and you were losing. I'm getting married in the morning. I knew something was up. Ted, George Bernard Shaw once said that marriage is popular because it combines the maximum amount of temptation with the maximum of opportunity, an old quote of my pop's. Yeah, she sounds like a great lady. Maybe she will even convince you to give up that old putrid cigar of yours. Ted, our spouses can be our best friends, our dearest confidants, and our most honest critics. They tell it like it is, no matter how it plays. They are the most special and dear parts of our lives, and I want to wish you and Vicky all the best. Congratulations.
Many thanks, Al. I'm grateful for those kind words, and I hope you and Ann Simpson will come to the wedding. After reading that rough profile of you in the New Yorker magazine last month, I figure if Ann Simpson can put up with an old codger like you, there's hope for me, too. Actually, for some time, Al, as you probably know, half of my friends have been telling me I need a good wife, and the other half have been telling me I need a good lawyer. So I think I've made all my friends happy. Life begins at 60, Al. Vicky has brought enormous happiness into my life. She has two wonderful children, and I'm looking forward to our marriage and our lives together. One other thing, Al. Vicky thinks I should stop calling you Homer Simpson on Face Off. I said I would, just as soon as you stop acting like him, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on safety rules in the workplace. Too tight or too loose? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.